All right, we have at least 3 tzvis and 2 kohanim. Right?
Wow. Amazing. And 1 navi.
Yeah, there you go.
Navi, sir.
Parsha opens up with the mitzvahs that are special for Kedushas Kohuna. Of course, all Am Yisrael is called Mamleches Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. And originally, if not for Cheta Egel, every Bechor from every family would have been a Kohen. That was the Nare B'nei Yisrael in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? So, of course, Kahani Kani Shluchei Didan, there also are Shluchim, as size from Shluchei Dishmaya. So, these mitzvahs that pertain to the Kohuna have what to do with all Gans Klal Yisrael. Right? First of all, it's very interesting to note that in every year, Parshas Emor comes out in the week of Hoid, right? The 5th week of the Omer, which Kaidu, the meat of Hoid, is Keneged Aaron HaKohen. And of course, and also, it's also always the Parsha that's, very close to Lag Bomer. This year, Lag Bomer comes out Motzei, Shabbos, Parshas Emor. So it's always connected to Parshas Emor. And we're going to explain that that connection, and Kayadua Lag Bomer's Hoid Sheba Hoid. So now, regarding Aaron HaKohen, Hillel Omer Ven Mitalmidov Shel Aaron, Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrius, U'Mekarvan LaTorah. He makes the Brius Korv LaTorah. So why U'Mekarvan LaTorah? Say U'Melamdon Torah, which we find that traditionally the Kohanim were the teachers. Uvasal Ashofet O HaKohen Ashiyeh Bayami Mahem. They're traditional teachers. Yoram Mishpatech LeYakov Toraskel Yisrael Kisif Seikon Yishmeru Das V'Tori Vakshri Pil. They were the Melamdei Torah. It was one of the things that they did. On the side, aside from being Misharis. All right. So why is the verb Umekorvan the Torah as opposed to Umelamdam Torah, which they did? They were teachers. They were rabbim. Right. As what's the difference between Limud HaTorah and Kiruv LaTorah, U'Mekarvan LaTorah? So the parsha opens up with the tzivui that Kohanim should not be mitame lemes, right? Probably one of the hardest mitzvahs for the Kohen to keep, right? We have to look into this. Right, that this is how it starts off, as if this is the ikkar. Then there's the other halachas of, they shouldn't, who they're allowed to marry, etc., etc., etc. But the start is, lenefesh lo yitam ba'amav, lenefesh lo yitam ba'amav. So now it says, regarding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atem hadveikim, v'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulchem hayom. Right, our dveikus lakosh is called chayim. To do right is called ubacharta b'chayim. Right, choose life. The b'chira batov, that everything that we do right, and all our dveikus lakosh baruch Hu is called chayim. Right, and the kohanim on behalf of Am Yisrael, represent this dveikus b'chayim, right, that. Am Yisrael supposed to embody because we're dovek by Kodesh Baruch Hu and we do what he wants us to do. So doing what's right is called the Bechart of Chaim. Our Dveikus is called Chaim Kulchem Hayoim. All right. But to go a little bit deeper, right? This is all besol because the Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. Right? That we are. That the Eitz Hadas Tovara is what brought Misa Elam, and the Torah is called Eitz HaChaim. Right, that the Torah is our way back to the Eitz HaChaim, and the Kohanim on behalf of all Am Yisrael, right? Because they represent Klal Yisrael, that's called Mamlechus Kohen Goy Kodesh. That's why the Kohanim have to be Nizar, never come into contact with Misa, which means they're always Dovik B'Chaim. So now to go a little bit deeper, and to understand what this has to do, with Umekarvan LaTorah, right? Umakarvan la Torah and Lag Ba'imer, right? That the Indian is like this, right? What the Zohar says, right? That the Torah Shebechsav is Misitra de Eitz Chaim, and the Torah Shebaal Peh is Misitra de Eitz Das Tovara. Because right. in the Torah Shebechsav we just have just the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the pure words of Elokus, Shkina medabers mitoch Korono Shel Moshe al pi Hashem biyad Moshe, according to Moshe Benu, faithfully writes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right? In Torah Shebaal Peh, right, you go into already things like Migu, right, that he could have tainted like this. You already get into things that are sheker, right? Well, of course, for the purpose of clarifying the halacha, you have, you have the chayiv and the potter, the tameh and the tohor, right? You have, all the types of tainus that the guy could have said that are sheker, right? And that's what it means that the Torah Shebaal Peh is misitra eitz hadas tovara, because in Torah Shebaal Peh we deal with, the good versus the evil, and then we try to be mevarer, and also the whole style of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara is full of sfeikas, so we do our best to get out of the suffix, right? Whereas the Torah Shebaal Peh is the pure Dvar Hashem, right? But these two different aspects of Torah are like layers. They're layers. There's the external layer of Torah, and there's the internal layer of Torah. The external, like, you know what it is? To the Adam, there's the guf and there's the neshama, right? And the guf could die, right? As a result of chayit sadas, but the neshama is called veipapap of nishmas chayim. The neshama is kulo chayim. It's immortal. It gives life to the guf and it itself never dies. Even if when the guf dies, it itself never dies, right? So it's called, as it were, the guf of Torah and the neshama of the Torah. And the guf of Torah is called gufei halacha, pischei nida, kinev guf. It's a hein gufei halachas. Halacha is called guf. Halacha, which is from the Torah Shebaal Peh, is called guf, right? Which is shaykh to misa, right? Right. Whereas the sod of Torah is called nishmasa Torah. Right, and that's all over Zohar like that, right? And the but of course a person that wants to get past the tov and ra, right, the chayev versus the potter, the tomei versus the tohar, right. So hiding behind that is kulo chayim, right. But you got to be not just learn Torah, you got to be korov la Torah, you have to be close. And when you're close to the Torah, you could penetrate, right, from the tov v'ra to the chayim. To the Chaim, right? That's what Aaron HaKohen does. Oyv Sabrius umekarvan. I'm not just stam lamdam Torah, mekarvan la Torah. Because when you get close to the Torah, you could get past its external layer, right? And tap into the Chaim, the kulo Chaim. Whether it's the omek of the Kabbalah, whether it's just that the Torah is called kulo Chaim. That that behind, even when the Torah talks about Migo and everything, the liar could have tainted, behind that is kulo chayim. But you got to be close to the Torah to tap into the chayim, right? That's behind it, right? That's the Kohanim, that which they're dovik b'chayim, they're makarav Am Yisrael to the Torah, that Am Yisrael should also experience the chayim of Torah. It should be a Torah's chayim, not just a Torah of chayiv and potter, right? Torah that gives describes when to give the Dalit Mises, right? But also the Torah of Chaim that just gives Chaim, ki Chaim him lemotzaim, right? And this is the Inyan the Maharal says the first 32 days of the Omer, right? Rabbi Kiva Talmidim died, and from the 33rd day and onwards they survived. Why? So says the Maharal. Because Torah has a left side and a right side. What we call outside and inside, because we call left side and right side. Right? Right? Because small doche, yamin makarev. Pasuk says, orech yamin bimina, umismola osher v'kavod. So he says like this tomorrow. Kavod gematria 32. For the first 32 days of the Omer, we're on the left side. So kavod, 32, gematria kavod. And that's why they died, al shalom nagu kavod zelazeh. Right? But on the 33rd day, Lag Ba'omer, which always comes out on Chai Iyar, which is Orech Chai, you know, without a vav, Orech Chai. Yeah, two yuds, you know, in Iyar. Orech Chai. Right? Then on Lag Ba'omer, we move from the left side, right? So we move from the Kavod of Torah to the Chayim of Torah. We break through to the Chayim of Torah. And that's the end of Kabbalah, that the Sod of Torah is called Nishmas HaTorah. So Nishmas HaTorah, that the halachas is called Gufei Torah, hein Gufei Halachas, right? Halachas is called Guf, and Kabbalah is called Neshama. We move from the aspect of Torah that talks about, you know, that talks about life and death, but talks about death also, talks about tomorrow. We move to the aspect that's Kulo Chayim. How everything called Torah Kulo Shem Moisav Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. That's what's disparish in Chochmas HaKabbalah. And that's why the Baal HaTanya writes in the Likutei Torah and Shir HaShirim, right? That when you learn Kabbalah, you're learning Torah Shebichsav, because Torah Shebichsav is how it is Kulo Shem Moisav Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah explains how all the halachas are, you know, beseisa are really all Shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's all code, you know. On the deeper, it's all code. It's all divine code. It's all Shem Osef Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what's this parish in Chochmas Kabbalah. That everything is Shem Osef Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So in Mela, you know, in the Idra Zuta, that is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said on his deathbed, according to many, that was Lag Ba'omer. He died in Lag Ba'omer. So Idra Zuta, he says, I'm saying this drasha, that I didn't die. Lo amesim yahalalu kav lo kayde duma. And I'm not dying because I'm dying. I'm dying just time to go to a higher level. That I'm not going begreusa la'amadas. I'm not going to become mitoch gira'on and going, because lo amesim yahalalu kav. And I'm davik b'chayim. And after he says the whole drasha of the Idra Zuta, the last word that he said was chayim. Chayim. Right? Because on Lag Ba'omer, Orechai, right, we break through and we start feeling a kesher, not just to the Gufei Halachas, we start feeling a kesher to the Nishmas Chayim of Torah. And we're like the Kohanim. We feel the koach that Kohanim are privileged to have all the time bleeds through to the Jewish people in this week of Hod, which is the week of Aaron HaKohen. We feel the Mekorban LaTorah. That's in of Lag Ba'omer. I said tonight, the name of my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, that he told us a story, a very interesting story, that when he was a kid, he picked up a Mizrahi newspaper called Hatzofeh, right? And he opened up one page. There was a guy took out a half-page ad entitled in bold print, Hashavas Aveda. And so he read it, and the guy says that he's a survivor, and before the war, you know, way before the war, he was by the Rugachover on Lag Ba'omer. And he asked, Rebbe, it's Lag Ba'omer today. What's the name of Lag Ba'omer? The Rogachover popped open a Yerushalmi and proved to him from a Yerushalmi that the Aliyah Lerego for Shavuos commenced on Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is when people saddled up to go. It means from Lag Ba'omer you start feeling the Kesher, the Torah. You're a Mekarvan LaTorah, right? You feel like, you're not just, you don't just learn Torah. You feel close to the Torah. And that, on that level, you tap into the life of Torah. That's Lag Ba'omer. So he ends off over there after he tells his story. I was so nishtomim from the ge'unus of the Rogachover, I failed to take note of which daf the Yerushalmi is on. So can anyone be meshiv my aveda and tell me, where is this Yerushalmi? So Rav Moshe told us that, Kanira, it's not mefurish black and white in Yerushalmi. Anyway, it was like, Rogachover must have found it by inference, right? Because he does not know, and an expert, I don't know where that Yerushalmi is. And I was like, Hashavas Aveda, who could be Meshiv my Aveda, the exact daf of that Yerushalmi. All right. Anyway, this is the Amoldika Mizrachistim. Anyway. Right, so the point is that scene of Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, there's Kulo Chaim, and the Zohar. It says, regarding the Zohar itself, the Zohar says on the Zohar, begin, the Asini Sol Lemita Me Ilona Dechaye, the Ihu Sefer HaZohar, Ube Yifkun Mingalusa Barachamin. Right, that Am Yisrael is destined to taste from the Eitz HaChaim. We're going to get past the Eitz HaDas Tovara and the Miso. We're going to taste from the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Sefer HaZohar. And with that, we are going to be yotze from Golus Berachamim b'mera b'yameinu, right? So now it occurred to me on my way here tonight, there's a remez to all this in Rashi. Right here in this week's parsha, there's emor akoyim v'amarta lehem. Right? There's emor v'amarta. So what does Rashi say? Lahazir al gdolim al ktanim, that the gdolim should warn the ktanim. Right? So in Sefer Chasidus, Taka says lahazir miloshin or zohar. Right? That sometimes Sefer Chasidus say it al derech, you know, a life lesson. That you have to, if sometimes you have big days and small days, you should take ore from the big days. Hazir gdolim al ktanim, right? Try to bottle up the light for the small days when you need the inspiration, right? Right? It's a famous Hasir Shavuot, right? But I think a different spin on it. Lahazir, Roshan Zoyar, Zoyar HaKodesh. And it's talking about the Isser of Tumah Lemeis. You have to be only Dovik B'chaim. And the Sefer HaZohar is the Sefer HaChaim that it says, I think in the same place in Zohar, that's why the Zohar knew it was going to go into Geniza for X amount of doors, and only be Nizgala Ledorin Basroin to the later generations to give Chizuk for when it was needed. It was revealed after, when Amisur went down in Madrega, give us Chizuk. It's Lahazir, Marsh Lahazir, Gdol Malaktanim, right? And what? It's, the Isser of Tumah Lemeis, to only be Dovik Bachayim, that the Zohar is the Eitz HaChayim, that it was there, Lahazir. The Zohar's Magdalatam, that the big Doris, like Rav Shirin Bar Yochai and the Chabura of the Idra, right, that day, those Gedolim gave or to us, the Ketanim, right, gave us or to give us a Shaychus to the Eitz HaChaim, to Nishmas HaTorah, that we should not fall into the Misa, right, and all the Tumah of Golos, but we should also be Dovik B'chaim, right, even in on our, despite the fact that we're in the low Madrega, and Bezer Hashem, with the Koch of the Sefer Zohar, and Yivkun Mingulsa Barachamim, L'chaim!